Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.
How sweet is that? The silver and gold medals, perhaps. The kind of thing that my next guest, Kieran Beefy Blake, might be on the lookout for as he embarks on, well, an endurance event that is unlike any other in my experience. It's an endurance sports spectating adventure. Yes, he's going to spend a year going to 365 sports events around the world. His name is Kieran Beefy Blake. Can I call you Beefy?
Yeah, everyone else does.
Now, does it relate to your love of beef or your size or what?
Yeah, bit of size, but no, I was also a little bit of a cricketer, and kind of the Botham kind of synergies were being kind of embraced on my fledgling career.
I was a youngster. Okay, Beefy. Well, welcome to 1233 ABC Newcastle.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a crazy idea. When did the seed for this get planted?
Well, the seed got planted quite a long time ago. I was out with, you know, a few mates having a drink on a Saturday night, and, you know, we started thinking about how many sports you could actually go and see in a year and actually how many different sports there actually were. And then you have about three or four more pints more, and all of a sudden, you know, down the line, 365 days of sport was born.
Okay. Yes, we might be born in the pub, but translating that from the pub to reality, well, that's a giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, it's evolved into a lot bigger than I ever thought it would be. But, it's fantastic. But it has taken, I mean, probably the last 3 years to get the schedule right, and obviously trying to manage 365 and different sports and trying to get to them and make sure that, you know, they exist and they're happening and the dates are correct and everything. And, you know, I was saying to a few people earlier, even yesterday, the schedule changed because one of our events got cancelled. And so, you know, it causes ructions in my schedule.
Oh, well, you've got to go and find another event that's in that same place, I imagine.
Yes. Well, yeah, kind of. Luckily, there was something happening in Melbourne, which we hadn't kind of we hadn't found. And, they were happy to step in and accommodate us.
So you've got a plan B. In effect.
And C and D.
Yeah. Because,
well, I mean, this whole thing is 800,000 miles, 48 countries, 220-odd flights. No doubt we're going to miss a flight here and there, or a flight's going to get cancelled, there's going to be a weather issue. So, yeah, we've probably identified 850 different sports. So there's a few there that we can kind of sub in if we have to.
Who's we?
Okay, my good friend of mine, Rob Bryars, he's in a kind of an aspiring comedian. He's in a few bands around Melbourne, and he put his hand up and said, "Yeah, I want to do this."
Wow. Okay, so he was up for it. There's no wife and kids in on the story, Beefy.
they're taking a back seat at the minute. They've kind of succeeded to my desire to come and do this.
Right. Okay. Well, they must be very tolerant.
Look, the girlfriend, we're obviously going to Rio for the Olympics, so she's eyeing up a little week in Rio, and we nipped to Hawaii after the Olympic Games for a surfing carnival, so she's eyeing up a week in Rio and a week in Hawaii just to smooth it over.
Well, why wouldn't you? And look, I raised that because there was a discussion on our drive show with Paul Bevan and Rosemary Milsom the other day. Rosemary's a cricket wife, if to use the term loosely, and just discussed at length how much she actually hated cricket because it meant that he was away all day on Saturday and then spent all morning on Sunday doing the scores. So to do this kind of caper, you've got to have pretty tolerant partners, do you reckon?
Yeah, very tolerant, and I've been a victim of, obviously I was a professional cricketer for a long time, so I made a few cricket widows in my time as well.
Cricket widows, yes, just couldn't stand going out to the pitch, couldn't stand the backslapping and the score accolades. That's a thing that you guys really can go on about, can't you?
All day, every day.
Tragic. look, you must adore it and be, you know, that enthusiastic about it that you want to go to every sport. You said some 800 sports. Are there that – do you think you've got them all?
Oh, I've no doubt we haven't got them all. And I still get emails every day from people all over the world saying, have you thought of this sport? Do you know about this sport? And there's new sports evolving. There's all these hybrid sports. I mean, we found unicycle basketball. We found, I mean, there's, you know, the old ones, polo cross, which is a cross between polo and lacrosse, which, you know, and people are thinking of new things all the time. And there's new technology. There's Segway polo. There's all sorts of stuff that, you know, people would dream of making a sport out of, or making some sort of competition out of, that they'll form.
They'll form, yes. It's a phenomenal, this human urge to get out and be active and compete. I must remind you, at 17 after 10, that Beefy Blake is my guest. He's a former international cricketer. He's a sports fanatic, and he's going from, well, he's turning the idea of endurance sports on its head to become an endurance sports spectator. He's got his mate Rob, and they've booked some 220 flights, 48 countries, 800 sports, so that for 365 days consecutively, they will be a spectator at a sporting event. It's quite a phenomena. Hey, Beefy, we've got a text in from a guy too afraid to tell us his name or to come on air, saying, I'd ditch my family and join you on this tour, but I'd come back to nothing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm facing at the minute as well, to be honest. It's I mean, look, we're angling for sponsors. There's been a few come and go, and people drop out at the last minute. But so, you know, it's a fair cost. But, I mean, we're putting a few things in place where we can get people on board along the way, and everyone's been so receptive. Every sport I've contacted about organising things, you know, they've come along and said, we'll put you up, you know, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it just proves that the community-based side of things, you know, outside of your mainstream sports, are really in it for everyone else, and it's really heartening to get these positive emails.
Look, that's fantastic, Beefy, and I'm enthusiastic to hear that this is such a great idea. Funny, just in speaking of sport, I did just see on the news that Anne Sargent, the captain of the Australian netball team for 6 years from 1983, has just been declared the 37th legend of Australian sport. You got any netball games on your tour?
Well, funnily enough, Sunday we go to see Australia versus New Zealand at High Sense Arena. So in Melbourne. So that's number two sport on our list.
I love it, Beefy. Look, it's delightful to have you sharing your story here on 1233 ABC Newcastle. Can we check in along the way?
Feel free, Jill. Any time you want to contact me, you can do a Where's Beefy segment, and you can just ring me out of the blue, and I'm happy to report on what I see around me and what I'm experiencing.
You take care.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Beefy Blake, what a funny story and a lovely message. Coming in from 1233 listener, too afraid to say my name. I'd ditch my family and join you, but I'd come back to nothing if I did that.
Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.